Catholic Vitamins, Vitamin E, with Sarah Bauer.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Well, we're back. My goodness. This is Deacon Tom and
Dee.
We're sure glad you're here for another dose of Catholic Vitamins.
Are you excited today?
I am. I'm going to talk about how excited I am.
Oh, good.
Listen, when we left off from our last show, it was vitamin D. The subject was discernment. We had a wonderful priest from the state of Washington who helped us look at God's will for us in our lives. And I forgot to mention that I have a certain number of brochures from our Sunday visitor. The brochure has the title, Discerning Your Gifts. And it's a way to step into the subject of looking at a prayerful approach to considering God's will for you, no matter where you are in your life journey. So if you will drop us an email, either one of us an email, as long as we've got copies of this, we'll be happy to send them out free, a part of our sharing of our wonderful Catholic faith. Well, Dee, we're on vitamin E, and I'm awfully excited.
Oh, me too.
I don't know if we're ready. Are we ready to share yet? Maybe I should say a few things first. Like, we had an iTunes, a couple people who did reviews at iTunes.
Now that is exciting.
It is. Chickchica08 says thanks to us, and that Chickchica08 has been motivated each week. And then, let's see, we had Peanut the Writer, who says, an excellent and inspirational show. That's awesome. And I want to send my brother a check for doing that review. Well, thank you both very much. And dear folks, dear listeners, dear friends, we could sure use some reviews at iTunes. It doesn't take much, and it would sure help us to earn the six-figure income that we're trying to get used to making. So...
Plus, we just need to get more good Catholic content up to the top of the charts.
Well, you can tell we're in a pretty good mood, or at least I think we're in a pretty good mood. I said to Dee before we started that I'm excited. She says she's excited. Are you filled with...
I'm filled with excitement.
Was that word?
Excitement.
That begins with an E.
And ends with a T.
And there are
10 letters.
10 letters. Not 9 like Eucharist, like so many people were guessing. Excitement. Now, what's the excitement on today's show, Dee?
Sarah Bauer.
How absolutely, unbelievably awesome. Sarah Bauer, who lives her faith with excitement, who shares her faith with excitement, who brings people to a feeling of excitement in their lives. And the fact that she would come on our little podcast is just so awesome. I'm filled with excitement. So,
do you think we could play a little bit of her music before you start the interview?
Yeah, that'd be a great way to kick us off. Thanks for the suggestion. Here's a cut from Sarah Bauer.
Deserve all the love you show, but I'm trying to love you too. trying to do. Just realize each day I'm falling more in love with you. And you want me to see, and you want me to know. From that first moment you were loving me so. Take me back, Lord, into your loving embrace. Hold me close, Lord, wipe the tears from my face. I don't deserve all the love you show.
Well, our guest today on Catholic Vitamins is the essence of the word excitement, the vitamin that we're featuring for today. I'm so pleased, happy, and frankly very honored to be talking with Sarah Bauer, Catholic singer and songwriter. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
What a joy. My heart is just beating really fast. I'm excited.
Oh.
I am. Yeah, well, it's so great to have you on the show. And I know that you've been able to spend time with other Catholic podcasters and lots of other places. I've seen your name in a lot of areas. But we've got to focus this morning on Catholic Vitamins, which is excitement. Now, let me introduce our listeners who may not yet be familiar with your name. If I could just say a few words about Sarah Bauer. The first thing is, now this just blows my mind, Sarah. Just a short bit ago, I did a Google search for Sarah Bauer music. I wanted to see what would happen. 1,170,000 hits.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, gosh, talk
about
excitement. Just a few other examples for folks. Our good friend, our well-known podcaster, blogger, and speaker, and now author, Lisa Hendy, named Sarah Bauer as one of the 10 most fascinating Catholics for 2008.
That was a great honor.
And late last year, your album Radiance was nominated a finalist in the Independent Music Awards in the Contemporary Christian Artist category.
Yeah.
And I think you've appeared on EWTN, on Life on the Rock, EWTN Radio. You've been at the National Catholic Youth Conference, featured in Grapevine Magazine. And I really could go on, but there are some exciting things happening in your life, aren't there?
Yes, there are quite a few.
Sarah, tell us a little bit about your start in life. Where did you come from, and what was your family life like?
Sure. Well, when you list all those things and put it that way, I don't think I realized how busy I am. But I came from... Where did I come from? I have, two really great parents, still married, which I count as just a really unbelievable blessing in this day and age. A younger brother who is 5 years younger than me. He's a senior in college right now, about to finish up, God willing, this May. And I grew up in Carmel, Indiana, and kind of had a very normal childhood. Went to Catholic grade school, and I did go to Catholic high school as well, and really blessed. Lots of great people in our life. I live in a really, really vibrant Catholic community, which is, I think, been a huge part of my, just choosing this vocation, I think, and being called, and being aware of that. So, yeah, I feel very blessed.
Was music always a part of your journey?
Yeah, I started putting on shows on my parents' fireplace when I was like 3.
Oh,
and,
how sweet.
I loved to perform. I loved to be dramatic and sing. No one in my family sings. I just kind of got plucked out with this talent, I don't have like a musical family. We didn't like grow up like, you know, jamming out on the deck or anything. They're very supportive. I started taking piano lessons when I was like 7, and I took for 9 years, and then, you know, just the more I sang, I think the, you know, it was when I was in the 5th grade, I sang, my debut performance was as a singing nun in a sister act in like a talent show. And it was the first time I'd sang like a solo in front of people. And, my 5th grade teacher like told my mom and me, she really has, you know, a lot of talent. You should really pursue that and do something with it. And, and my parents were super supportive. You know, so my mom was like, well, do you want to take voice lessons? And I was like, yes, you know, absolutely. And, just from there, just, you know, could not get enough of singing. I just remember that moment in the 5th grade feeling like I was just flying, you know, just I loved singing, and I love singing for people. So I'm really, really blessed and grateful that God has just continued to use that and give me, you know, outlets and opportunities to do that. So,
yeah, I had a note here to remind myself to ask you, where does your excitement come from? But I think you really hit several of the factors. Good parents, you know, really encouragement from your folks, your mom, from others around you, a vibrant faith community that you participated in, your family participated in.
Right.
So along the way, have there been any periods of tough times or negative experiences?
You know, definitely. I remember talking to an older, more experienced Catholic artist when I was in college, and she said, you know, you need to know that this, you know, if this is really what you want to do, it is an uphill battle the whole way. And I definitely have experienced that. I mean, a lot of blessings and graces, you know, have come my way, but there's a lot of like, definitely a lot of struggle and a lot of spiritual attack and a lot of just kind of like, you know, sitting around and feeling like you're just kind of waiting for, you know, someone to give you a chance or an opportunity. And, but I mean, I definitely think that I really feel, have always felt that this is, a really huge part of my vocation. And, I think that God just, you know, he purifies us in our vocations and he challenges us and, I've become a better, more patient person, but definitely there's been, you know, a number of struggles and rough times and why me's, and but there's also been a lot of really great blessings too, you know. And I think a lot of that is just the temptation to compare ourselves to people. Like, there's always going to be someone that's more successful or getting to do more concerts, or, you know, their songs are played more on the radio or whatever. You know, there's always going to be someone that you're, you know, kind of a step ahead. And that doesn't just go for, you know, obviously singing and a music career. It goes for anything. You know, there's always going to be people that have more or do more, and there's always going to be people that have less and do less. And, you know, our spiritual goal is really to just focus on God and focus on where he's planted us and put us. And yeah, so those are all challenges, I think, that are pretty consistent with, you know, anyone's experience, probably. So,
Sarah, do you have any spiritual practices or things that you do that kind of refresh you in your journey?
You know, probably the two biggest, I'd say, like, grounding gifts that I've been given is a real devotion to Mary, and as well, I call it a friendship, really. Just I've really developed a great friendship with Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. Oh. And I think both of those, you know, the examples that those women, you know, left for us, whenever I get off track, I really kind of try to go back to, you know, St. Teresa's little way, just, you know, offering things up for Jesus and, you know, just taking it, you know, kind of one moment at a time. And so that and the rosary are kind of my two, like when I just really feel like I don't know where I'm going and just really kind of stumbling around. They're kind of my two of my avenues back to Jesus. And as well, I think we're really blessed in my community to have a perpetual adoration chapel. So when the world gets too, you know, loud and noisy, it's really good to just go in there and, you know, refocus. And I, you know, I like to go to daily mass as well. And so I think just, you know, the sacraments that, you know, God has given us as well as just, you know, some saintly examples and are kind of, I don't know, they're kind of my anchors, if you will. So,
well, while there's a few years difference between us, I really feel like a kindred spirit with the things you're saying. Vitamin A, as we began Catholic Vitamins, was about adoration. And anybody that has followed any of my work for years would know that every October I'm waxing about St. Therese. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, listen, speaking of excitement in the worldly journey, April of 2008 seems like that might have been a special time for you.
It was. I got married that year, or I got married that month, April 19th, 2008. So, yeah, I'm still kind of a newlywed for a little bit longer, I think.
Well, we saw you, as you know, we saw you in San Antonio, where you just added so much excitement to the Catholic New Media Conference.
And thank you.
We got to meet your husband, and you were and are a radiant bride. Even more recently, you announced some news on that I saw on the internet. I'm sure others found out about it earlier. You want to let folks know what that's about?
Sure. And we are expecting our first child in March. So yeah, that's exciting as well. Life's moving really fast. There's certainly a lot of really, just really great blessings in the midst of, you know, in the midst of how fast things are moving. So I'm a blessed girl.
Amen. Amen. Our guest on Catholic Vitamins is the exciting singer and songwriter, Sarah Bauer. Before we head to a close, I try to ask folks what they're doing in new media evangelization or contact. Can you say a few words about where you are in the new media?
Sure. Obviously, music I still consider to be kind of, you know, new media and stuff. And I'm hoping to start a blog soon. I haven't really gotten to it yet, but that's kind of one of my goals. And probably it seems kind of old to me, but it's not really that old. But I do have did a series of videos on just my ministry and my story, and particularly the ones that I think people might know about or would be really interested in are the vocation videos. I did a series of videos on the four vocations, and that was, again, just a really great blessing to have the opportunity to do that. And I think it's definitely, you know, inspired and blessed a lot of people. So
wonderful. Gosh. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. You can add me as a friend or follow me. And my website is sarahbauer.com. And the video should be up at sarahbauer.tv, but I think we might be having some technical difficulties at the time. But that, again, is just some of the struggles that go along with new media, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sometimes things just don't work exactly the way they should. So.
And I looked at your calendar. It seems to stay pretty busy, but I'll ask for marketing purposes. Are you available for concerts or youth events and things like that?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can check out my website, email booking at sarahbauer.com. I would love to visit all of you, wherever you may be, and, you know, come to a parish concert or an event or a retreat, you know, whatever your idea is, I'd love to be a part of it. So
we were visited by a phone message from the Netherlands. You may know Inga, or you may have heard of Inga.
And, yes, I met Inga.
And knowing that it's possible that our program, our small efforts, can reach around the world, even internationally, could we think of you going internationally?
Oh, absolutely. I've been to Germany for World Youth Day and Australia last summer for World Youth Day, so I'd love to go. My husband and I would love to get booked in Italy. He's 100% Italian, so that's kind of one of our goals. Like, we need to get a gig in Rome or something, so okay. Maybe someday.
Dear Holy Father, I'm writing you about Sarah Bauer, a wonderful singer, and her husband.
Oh, amen. God bless you.
Well, listen, I want to head to a close because I promised that we wouldn't hold you too long from your other work. I want to ask one question, which is oriented towards those people who are listening who have not had all of the graces of success and excitement that you've had, but who may look up to what you're doing or wish they could accomplish some of what you're doing in their own areas. Would you say a word or two of encouragement for others?
Yeah, absolutely. It actually fits perfectly with really kind of what my theme is. My latest CD is Radiance. And really just, I truly believe that God like wants all of us to shine. And, you know, we're not probably all called, you know, maybe do ministry that's public. I mean, I really feel like that's the only difference from what I'm doing versus what maybe someone else is doing, is it's just, it's kind of out there and public. But God, I think God really wants us to just shine in whatever we're doing and just really find and use the gifts he's given us, you know, for his glory. And it's so beautiful when you, you know, really think about all the different gifts and talents people have, you know. I don't know, just I love to experience people that are just good at something that I would never imagine doing. I have a friend that, like, knits the most beautiful sweaters, and I'm just like, how do you do that, you know? And it's, you know, it's just one, you know, one stitch or, I don't know, one knot or whatever at a time. And, you know, they're these, you know, beautiful gifts. And, I mean, I really feel like every God has given all of us something, you know, to offer to others and back to him. And he's just really, you know, calling us to do that. As well, Mother Teresa, you know, I think there was a man that, you know, asked, like, you know, Mother Teresa, I want to change the world. Like, what can I do? And she said, go home and love your family. And so I think really, like, to really change the world and really make a big difference, it really is mostly in the little things we do. And God, you know, he changes our ordinary, you know, daily mundane tasks into, you know, really extraordinary things. And we're all called to do that, you know. And I mean, honestly, in my own life, you know, as cool as it sounds to get up on stage and sing, you know, the moments that I feel most like kind of success and failings, you know, in my spiritual journey are, you know, when I, you know, just choose to do the right thing, or, you know, choose to be charitable, or, you know, those are the things that I feel like really matter. So anyone can do that, and we're all called to do it. So I encourage all of you to just, you know, keep doing what you're doing and doing it well, and just with a lot of light and, you know, all with a lot of love and, you know, all for God. So
gosh, what wonderful words and exciting words from Sarah Bauer. We played a song before entering into our interview, and we'll finish with Radiance, which is really a great song, and it really speaks of the message you've just talked about. Sarah Bauer, our guest on Catholic Vitamins, it's been a great joy personally, and please know that Dee and I will be in prayer for you and Chris and the baby. And
thank you.
May God bless you in your journey.
God bless you as well, Deacon Tom. Thank you so much.
Hi, Deacon Tom and Dee. This is Sarah Reinhardt, your fellow, I don't know, what am I, over at Catholic Moments. We hang out there at Catholic Moments together. Remember me? Remember us, small-time people over there? Now that you're all big and fancy with your own podcast, which I am loving, and I wanted to just thank you both for being so brave, because I have to tell you, the real reason you're never going to find me with my own podcast is because I am a wimp. Anyway, I admire the risk you guys are taking, learning all the newfangled computer stuff, although I understand there's a bit of a, there's a bit of a love affair with the Mac. Wouldn't you agree, Deacon Tom? But I have to say I commiserate, and my husband probably does too, because he would be in Dee's shoes while I'm in love with my Mac. But I'm digressing a bit, and I apologize for that, but I assume you're not going to play this on the air because I'm going to be long-winded as always. But I wanted to thank you for your podcast, and I wanted to also tell you that I don't know how you're spelling the word Eucharist, but I'm convinced that E is Eucharist. But I'm going to go and call my priest right now because he's brilliant. He's going to know what word begins with E, ends in T, has to do with Catholics, and only has 9 letters. Or has 9 letters, has 10 letters. I don't know. Maybe it's Eucharist. And if so, I hope I'm the first one who called in. But if I'm not, it's okay, because the prize probably belongs to someone else. And Elizabeth says hi to your 2 dogs, and we hope we get to see you guys sometime. It'll probably be next year when you're on your way to Steubenville. But now I must go because vitamin V vocation is calling me. Or is it vitamin M motherhood? Or vitamin I irritation. It's probably not irritation. But anyway, may God bless you and may Mary continue to hold you both close as you continue this important ministry with your podcast. Sorry to ramble so long. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
She was so funny.
Who in the world gave her a double shot of espresso? Holy Moses. Somebody gave her 2 vitamin E's today, I think.
Talk about excitement. Wow. She fit right in.
Well, I'm still excited because we had the wonderful Sarah Bauer as our guest on Catholic Vitamins today. What a, just an absolute sweetheart in the nicest ways. She talked about her devotion to Mary and the Rosary. She talked about friendship with the little flower. This is October, the month of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, and the Rosary. And she talked about visiting the Adoration Chapel at her parish when the noise of the world gets a little bit too much. She mentioned daily Mass and the sacraments. What a wonderful gift to have her on our show.
She is such a beautiful person, and it was such a joy for us to meet her at the Catholic New Media Celebration in San Antonio back in June.
I'll try to find the necessary links and put them in our blog, as I do for each show, to sarahbauer.com and any other links that are related.
I just thought of something, Tom.
Yes?
We have been on the air for 1 whole month.
I thought you were going to talk about my aftershave lotion. Oh, we've been on for a month?
A whole month. Can you believe it?
And the sponsors haven't canceled us yet.
They haven't canceled us yet. Well, let's keep it going. We got to keep it going. And speaking of anniversaries, we have another anniversary to make note of. Listen to this.
Hi, this is Bob DiRillo from the Paul's Men podcast, the internet's great gathering of men. Lo and behold, we are already coming up on the first anniversary of the Paul's Men podcast. And I want to tell you about a couple special podcasts coming up. A while back, I asked listeners if they had a testimony, if they would send me a script or MP3 or CD with their testimony. And on podcast number 51 and 52, we're going to bring you a couple of those stories. The first will be on podcast 51, The Story of Greg, who lives in Indiana. As a child growing up, Greg was subjected to intense abuse. Here are a few words from Greg's story.
Home to me was scary. I never felt safe nor loved. I used to hear things like, I hate you. I wish you were never born. You were disgusting and lazy. I used to get a sick feeling in my stomach on my way home from school on the bus. I can remember on more than one of occasions having food spit into my face over arguments at the dinner table.
Greg grew up full of bitterness and hate. He eventually left home and joined the Army, and when he came home from the Army, the anger remained. But the story has a happy ending, and you'll hear that on Paul's Men, podcast number 51. Then on podcast 52, you'll hear the story of Nick from Ohio. Nick was raised an evangelical in the Nazarene Church, but he had been baptized a Catholic and discovered that by accident. Events eventually led him to the Catholic Church. Nick is 26 years old, and as you listen to his story, you just can't help getting excited about your Catholic faith. Then on podcast number 52, we're going to introduce a brand new segment, Ask Father. And the father we're going to ask is Father J. McPhillips, and the subject matter will be apologetics. We'll talk about statues and the communion of saints. We'll talk about Mary, the magisterium, tradition. We'll talk about the rapture and Catholic beliefs and much, much more. This is an opportunity for Catholics to brush up on the knowledge of their faith, but it's also an opportunity for those who are not in the Catholic faith to learn a little bit about it in a non-threatening environment. There are many rumors and misconceptions about the Catholic faith out there, and we'll provide bite-sized chunks of what Catholics really believe. The Paul's Men podcast is about courage in the faith, and that's a challenge for each of us. www.paulsmen.com gets you to the website. 15,000 subscribers and growing. It's the Paul's Men podcast. Thanks so much. Take care and God bless.
Well, congratulations on the first anniversary of the Paul's Men podcast, and those upcoming episodes sound really, really great. I want to do a shout out to a couple new Facebook contacts. Chrissy signed up on Facebook and said hi, and also Jerry in Ohio and Don in Canada. My folks were born in Canada, and we still consider that sort of the heritage land for our Irish-Canadian family. Thank you, Don.
I've got one from Mark in Pennsylvania. He said, your podcast and guests are really good, both formative and very comfortable to listen to. I look forward to each new one and replay the old ones over several times during my daily commute. Good for you, Mark. Oh, and also Susan in Florida. And she sort of threw out a guess for the vitamin E. She thought it might be evangelist. And another listener named Carlos also had that same guess. Sorry, folks. Now you know that wasn't the correct answer. And Susan, by the way, Tom, reminded us that she was a lucky winner of a book as a result of one of your Deacon Moments contests over on Catholic Moments podcast a while back.
Yeah, thank you for participating over there as well. Bless you all for jumping in and saying hi. Speaking of saying hi, a friend, now a friend of Catholic Vitamins, dear, Kathy from the Northwest, said, wow, you're really coming along. I so enjoyed listening to Father Derek Lappy, who is a very strong figure in our archdiocese, and especially thinking about how important a prayer life is to develop in our busy schedules, especially when we have to discern things on a daily basis. So thank you for those words, Kathy. We look forward to you staying with us and giving us more feedback. And the final one I've got, Dee, is from Sharon, who is the coordinator for Bishop Conley in the Archdiocese of Denver. She said, thank you, Deacon Tom. I enjoyed listening to the interview with the bishop. May God continue to bless your ministry. Peace to you, Sharon. Thanks for being with us.
I think we'll just run right into Vitamin Scrabble. And so next podcast is going to be F, vitamin F, as in Frank. This will be a six-letter word beginning with F, ending in Y. Six letters.
I think this is going to be pretty much a slam dunk or close to a D.
I know. We haven't had any winners the last two times, so I think this is going to be an easy one.
I think this is going to be easy, and because it's going to be easy, we're back down to one CD as a prize for whoever gets the answer first, plus one Catholic vitamin sweet, because our faith is a sweet gift from God.
And today's Vita Humor, which I'm sort of stealing. Oh, no, I can't steal. I'm borrowing it from Rebecca Teddy over at Faith and Family.
Hi, Rebecca.
I saw this on one of her posts, and I thought it was so cute. A three-year-old was reading a book in which a puppy died. She was telling this to her mother, who, concerned, asked, oh, what happened to the poor puppy? came the response. He suffered, died, and was buried. This little three-year-old's obviously listening to our creed in church.
Amen, amen. Well, I think we're ready for a short musical interlude, and we'll be back for our closing. Well, Dee knows that I have a real crush on St. Thérèse of Lisieux, the little flower, and I asked her if I could do today's Vita Minute. I'm reading from the book Story of a Soul, the autobiography of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, and inside she describes what happened when she received her first Holy Communion. Ah, how sweet was that first kiss of Jesus. It was a kiss of love. I felt that I was loved, and I said, I love you, and I give myself to you forever. That day it was no longer simply a look, it was a fusion. Dear St. Thérèse, pray for us, please. Dee?
I forgot when we were doing our feedback that we had a short message from Jeff, the Catholic foodie. He said, by the way, I'm really enjoying my Catholic vitamins. Can't imagine throwing them behind the grate. For those that think that doesn't make any sense, you have to go listen to the Catholic foodie. I think it's episode 40. He read a little piece that Tom sent in to him about how when our kids were little, they used to drop food down into a food grate that was near the table when they didn't like what they had to eat. And they would do that behind our back. And Tom accidentally found all this one day when he was cleaning out that grate.
Yeah, it was a heat grate.
What did I say?
Food grate.
Oh, well, it was a food grate. It became a food grate. For those of you who want to leave us some feedback, which
please,
we would love, please call our feedback line at 206-350-3789. And you can go to CatholicVitamins.com and find our email addresses, or you can leave us a message via Facebook. And I also wanted to mention Podcast Alley, even though I don't think we're on Podcast Alley yet, but please go to Podcast Alley and vote for all your favorite Catholic podcasts. You can do a once-a-month vote there, so please remember to do that.
Dee, could I incent somebody to give us October feedback on our feedback number?
Sure.
First person to do that for October, whoever you are, you get a Catholic vitamin sweet treat.
Ooh, first feedback, huh?
Yep, first feedback.
Okay.
Well, in wrapping up, we just want to say, Sarah Bauer, we love you. We thank you. You added a lot of excitement to the show, and we're going to close with your song, Radiance, which has moved so many hearts.